Though Jaina could not actually sense the bed that Myrta was lying on, she knew it had to be there. She visualized a blocky gray containment bed, similar to the one she had seen in the other cells, then grasped it in the force and jerked hard. A muffled cry of surprise sounded through Myrta's door, and the puzzled guards looked from the door to each other. Jaina grasped the bed in the force again, this time lifting the bottom end off the floor and letting it drop. A sharp bang came through the door, followed by another cry of surprise. The closer guard pressed his thumb to the security pad, then stepped into the cell while the door was still sliding open. The other one frowned at Jaina and Cece, who were within a few meters of the cell door and still approaching. He stepped forward, moving to block their approach. "Ma'am, I'm sorry, but..." Jaina force-hurled him through the door and shoved Cece into the cell after him, then followed and slapped the interior door control. The startled guards were just picking themselves up, spinning around to bring up their blaster rifles. Jaina flicked her fingers, and the nearer guard's weapon flew from his hands and smashed butt-first into the farther one's temple. She followed up that attack with a snap kick to the closest guard's jaw, and both men collapsed in unconscious heaps. Cece had slipped behind her and was moving toward the door. Jaina swung her arm back, pointing at the woman, and warned, "Don't!" She turned to find Cece standing a meter behind her, one arm half-stretched toward a control panel on the wall. There were pads labeled intercom, lights, patient emergency, and alarm. Even before Jaina stepped toward her, Cece lowered her arm and said, "This is gonna leave a bruise, isn't it?" "Probably." Jaina smashed a hammer fist into the hinge of Cece's jaw, then caught her when her eyes rolled back and her knees buckled. "The noble Jatise," a muffled voice said behind her. "Gracious, even in victory." Jaina laid Cece on the floor next to the cell's empty second bed, then turned to see Myrta Gev watching her through the transparisteel access panel on the first. She hardly looked like the same woman Jaina had met on Mandalore. Her eyes were sunken and rimmed in purple. Her skin was ashen, and her curly brown hair lay straight, flat, and dirty on her head. "Hello, Myrta," Jaina said. As she spoke, she collected the weapons and comlinks from the two guards she had knocked unconscious. "It's good to see you. I'm glad you're alive." Myrta snorted and looked away. "If you want to call it that." Jaina scowled at the bitterness in Myrta's voice. Still holding the weapons and comlinks she had taken off the guards, she stepped over to the bed and kneed the access control. As the panel slid down, she saw that Myrta lay beneath a thin blanket, her legs extended straight out, and her right arm resting motionless at her side. Her left arm was slightly bent, and Jaina could see the outline of a heavy restraining cuff around her wrist.